NPR's Michelle Martin is bringing her Going There series to Pittsburgh next week with a focus on reinventing the American city. This week, we're exploring that theme. Today, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports on efforts to reduce economic disparities by improving access to high-quality early childhood education.
Asia Glover of Pittsburgh has worked at almost every fast food chain there is, usually for minimum wage.
I worked at Wendy's, Arby's, Burger King.
She has an 18-month-old daughter, Sonia, and is 9 months pregnant with her second child. She says working in food service sometimes means catching the bus at 4 a.m. At her last job, she would take Sonia to a relative's house the night before.
Drop her off around 9 or 10 at night, then go back and get her at like 5 in the evening, and they only get to spend like 4 hours with my daughter, and they got to take her back to the babysitter. Most of the time, like, she'll cry, and then it's just like, oh, baby, I'm not abandoning you. Like, I gotta make a living.
As a low-wage worker, Glover qualifies for the state's child care subsidy program. But she says even with the subsidy, she'd still have to pay $100 a week, about half of her take-home pay. So she cobbles together child care. Sonia's dad watches her when he's not at work. Asia's grandmother and brother pitch in, too. But she worries that Sonia's not getting the kind of education and socialization opportunities that will help her succeed in school and later in life.
Pre-K sets kids up to be at level by grade three.
Pennsylvania Corrections Secretary John Wetzel might not be the first person who comes to mind when you think about pre-K.
Those who aren't reading at level by grade three are more likely to drop out. Those who are more likely to drop out are more likely to be incarcerated. So it's kind of a cascade effect.
Last May, he joined Governor Tom Wolf at a news conference outside Camp Hill State Prison in Cumberland County to push for a $120 million funding increase, not for prisons, but for preschool. But Wolf's budget never passed. The partial budget he signed in December increased pre-K funding by about $30 million, a quarter of what he'd requested. And the children who sit on waiting lists because there aren't enough pre-K slots in their communities will never get those valuable developmental months and years back, says Kara Simonillo, executive director of the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children.
90% of your brain is developed by the time you're 5 years old. So it sort of lays the foundation for the rest of your life.
Simonillo says because access to high-quality early learning experiences is so dependent on income, it can exacerbate disparities created by economic inequality, which is why a bill to create the Office of Early Childhood within Pittsburgh City Government drew nearly an hour of public comment at a city council meeting a few months ago. Asia Glover spoke at the meeting, as did Jessica Conway. She's an early childhood educator herself and mom to two young boys, Wiley, who is about to turn 3, and 2.5-month-old Max. She says with two kids, she's not sure if she can afford to work anymore.
At our center, I think if I were not able to return to work, I would be the third teacher in 3 years who was not able to return to work because of the advent of a second child. You would essentially be giving back your entire paycheck in order to be able to go to work 40 hours a week.
Conway makes about $29,000 a year, and since her husband is pursuing a PhD in English at the University of Pittsburgh, she's the breadwinner. After paying tuition for both her sons, even with her employee discount, she'd end up with about $50 a week.
It's kind of funny, you know, there's the age-old, can you have it all discussion? And usually you're discussing, can you have it all? And like, can you have like a really high-powered, high-earning career and have children? And here I'm just trying to have like a very small little career where I just help children and families and also have a family. Can I at least do that?
Conway is hopeful that with the birth of her second child, her family will qualify for a child care subsidy so she can stay at the job she loves.
What is that? Not a K. It does sound like a C. What letter? So let's sound it out.
At the YWCA Homewood Brushton Early Childhood Center, 95% of kids come from low-income families that qualify for subsidies. Monique McIntosh oversees the program.
I know without the support of programs such as our child care subsidy, that our parents would not have the ability to work and or attend school.
The facility serves about 60 children, and according to the state rating system, it's the highest-ranked early childhood center in the economically depressed neighborhood.
So if we look at the Homewood Brushton community, I look at the local high school and middle school in the community, unfortunately, the students are performing below basic on standardized exams. By providing the quality early learning programming at the Homewood Brushton Center, we're now sending students into, say, the local elementary school prepared and ready for kindergarten and ready to learn. So we're setting a foundation.
McIntosh echoes the argument that Governor Wolf made last year. Investing in early childhood education now will save money later. In a 2014 report, the Obama administration estimated that there's a more than $8 return for every $1 invested in pre-K. But that long-term payoff has been a hard sell at the state capitol, which is why Pittsburgh created the Office of Early Childhood, says Councilwoman Natalia Rudiak.
I'm working on a city level because we can't sit and wait around for Harrisburg and Washington to act. That being said, we need Washington and Harrisburg to act and to work as partners with cities like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and all of those in between to make sure that we get our kids on the right track.
The goal right now, says Rudiak, is to get every 3- and 4-year-old in Pittsburgh into an affordable, high-quality pre-K program. And she says maybe one day, universal child care, so parents can work and children can build strong foundations for future success. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.
Going There is on Tuesday, March 8th. The event is sold out, but you can attend a live stream at the Community Broadcast Center on Pittsburgh's South Side. Visit WESA.fm to register.